In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. This profound statement by the ancient strategist Sun Tzu resonates deeply with the Stoic philosophy. Imagine standing unflinchingly as the world whirls around you, finding your calm center, your unshakable core. That's the power of Stoicism, and that's the journey we're embarking on together today. We delve into the art of silence, a trait often overlooked yet powerful in its depth. It's not just about the absence of noise, it's about the presence of profound inner peace, a strength that speaks volumes without uttering a single word. In our loud, relentless world, mastering this art can be your greatest asset, transforming chaos into clarity and noise into meaningfulness. We'll uncover how the Stoics harness silence, not as a void, but as a strategic tool, a path to wisdom and resilience. So, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the cacophony of life, seeking a haven of tranquility, or simply curious about how less can indeed be more, you're in the right place. Let's unravel the Stoic secrets together, discovering how silence can elevate your life, offering peace amidst turmoil and clarity amidst confusion. Silence causes confusion for the opponent. Silence holds a power so unique it can truly unsettle those around us, especially when they're trying to read your next move. Imagine you're in a tense situation, maybe a negotiation or a debate, and instead of responding quickly or defensively, you choose silence. This isn't about being passive. No, it's a strategic choice deeply rooted in Stoic philosophy. The Stoics, after all, were masters of control, not just of their actions, but their reactions too. Now think about this. When you're silent, the other person is left to wonder, to guess, and to doubt. They're thrown off their game, trying to figure out what you're thinking and what you're planning. And that uncertainty? It's a powerful tool you have. In a way, silence can be louder and more impactful than words ever could be. But here's the real beauty of it. While they're lost in this sea of confusion, you're not just sitting there, you're observing, analyzing, and planning your next move with a clear mind. You're in control. This strategic silence gives you the space to think, to breathe, and to approach the situation with a calmness and clarity that can only come from within. This approach isn't just about gaining the upper hand, it's about embodying the Stoic virtues of wisdom and temperance. It's about understanding that sometimes the most powerful response is no response at all. And in that silence, you're not just confusing your opponent, you're also giving yourself the opportunity to listen, really listen, to what's being said, and perhaps more importantly, to what's not being said. So the next time you find yourself in a challenging situation, remember the power of silence. Embrace it. Let it be your shield and your strategy. Let it reflect your inner Stoic, someone who is unfazed by external pressures and focused on internal strength. And remember, in the realm of Stoicism, it's not just about what we say or do, it's about how we react, how we adapt, and how we maintain our composure, dignity, and resolve. Eliminate distractions, mastering focus in the age of information overload. In our hyper-connected world, distractions are not just minor annoyances. They are a constant presence, vying for our attention and fragmenting our focus. Smartphones buzz with notifications, emails demand immediate responses, and social media feeds seduce us into endless scrolling. Amidst this cacophony, the ability to eliminate distractions and concentrate on what truly matters becomes a superpower. Here's how mastering this skill can transform your productivity, enhance your creativity, and profoundly impact your well-being. Distractions are costly. Every time our attention shifts, it doesn't just divert us momentarily. It depletes cognitive resources, increases stress, and diminishes our overall productivity. Studies have shown that it can take over 20 minutes to fully regain deep focus after an interruption. This fractured attention leads to a superficial engagement with our tasks. Work becomes less satisfying, and our output suffers in both quality and creativity. In a world that praises multitasking, the art of monotasking, doing one thing at a time, has become revolutionary. Monotasking requires us to deliberately choose a single task and commit our full attention to it, creating a zone of undisturbed concentration. This method not only speeds up work efficiency but enhances the quality of the outcome. When you mono task, your work isn't just done, it's well done. Start by physically removing distractions from your workspace. This could mean having a clutter-free desk, using noise-canceling headphones, or working in a quiet part of your office or home. Use technology intentionally. Disable non-essential notifications, limit email checking to specific times, and use apps designed to block distracting websites during work hours. By setting these boundaries, you reclaim control over your digital engagement. Allocate specific blocks of time for different tasks and include breaks. Known as the Pomodoro technique, this method involves working intensely for 25 minutes, followed by a 5-minute break. This not only helps maintain concentration but also keeps you mentally fresh. Regular practice of mindfulness or meditation enhances your ability to resist distractions. By training your mind to be present, you develop the capacity to notice distractions without becoming ensnared by them. Deep work is the ability to focus without distraction on a cognitively demanding task. It's a skill that allows you to quickly master complicated information and produce better results in less time. Author Cal Newport, who coined the term, argues that deep work is becoming increasingly rare at exactly the same time it is becoming increasingly valuable. Those who cultivate this skill, and then transform their lives to prioritize it, will thrive. Eliminating distractions is not just about enhancing work productivity. It's a lifestyle change that can lead to a more fulfilling, calm, and controlled existence. When you reduce the noise of external distractions, you gain clarity about what is genuinely important in life. This clarity allows you to live more intentionally, make decisions that align with your values, and spend more quality time with loved ones. In essence, eliminating distractions is not merely a tactic for improved productivity, but a strategy for a richer, more engaged life. By mastering the art of focus, you not only increase your effectiveness in tasks, but also enhance your capacity for deep, meaningful experiences. In the relentless buzz of the digital age, the quiet focus becomes your haven, fostering a sense of peace and purpose amidst the chaos. Silence attracts attention, the power of quiet in a noisy world. In a world where noise is often equated with power and action, silence emerges as a paradoxically potent tool. It's a concept that transcends the mere absence of sound to embody a form of communication that can speak louder than words. Silence, in its essence, is a form of expression so profound that it draws attention in ways that noise cannot. Here's why embracing silence can be more impactful and intriguing than the loudest shout. In any form of communication, what isn't said often carries as much weight as what is spoken. Silence can be strategic and powerful, whether in a negotiation, a conversation, or even in public speaking. A well-placed pause between statements can emphasize the importance of what was said, allow the listener time to absorb information, and create an aura of mystery or authority. In these moments, silence isn't empty. It's laden with meaning, filled with the unsaid. Silence can make you stand out in a crowd. In a society that prides itself on busyness and constant connectivity, choosing silence can set you apart. It makes people curious. What is this person thinking? What are they going to say next? In artistic performances, for instance, moments of silence can be so profound that they grip the audience, drawing everyone together in a shared, palpable anticipation. Psychologically, silence can stir a multitude of reactions. It can create discomfort, as people struggle to interpret its meaning, or it can provide relief in an overly stimulating environment. In professional and personal interactions, how one uses silence can significantly affect the dynamics of a conversation. It can be a sign of confidence, showing that one is comfortable enough with the situation, or their stance, to leave space unfilled. In leadership, silence is a powerful tool. Leaders who use silence effectively can appear more thoughtful and wise. They are often seen as being more calm and in control, qualities that can inspire confidence among followers. For example, A leader who pauses after a question is asked gives the impression that they are considering their answer deeply, valuing the question and respecting the questioner. Silence is not just about withholding. It's also about allowing others the space to express themselves. In relationships or team environments, being silent can be an invitation for others to speak, sharing thoughts or ideas they might otherwise keep to themselves. This can lead to deeper understanding and stronger connections, as individuals feel heard and valued. True silence is an integral part of active listening. By remaining quiet, we give others the full stage, mentally, verbally, and emotionally. This kind of silence means not just stopping our own words, but also quieting our thoughts, allowing us to fully engage with the speaker. It's an act of empathy, showing genuine interest and concern for what the other person is expressing. In the cacophony of our modern lives, silence can be both a sanctuary and a source of strength. It attracts attention not through its clamor but through its clarity and the space it offers for reflection and engagement. Whether you're looking to command a room, forge deeper relationships, or simply provide a respite from the relentless noise of everyday life, learning to harness the power of silence can transform your approach and impact in unexpected, powerful ways. Silence builds strength, the quiet force of inner growth. Silence is often underestimated in its power, perceived merely as an absence, a void of noise or activity. Yet, in the realms of personal development and mental fortitude, silence is not simply a lack of sound, but a profound builder of strength and resilience. This quiet force offers an array of benefits that foster inner growth and fortify one's mental and emotional bearings. Here's why silence is not just golden, but also strong. Silence provides a sanctuary from the bustling world, a place where one can retreat to gain clarity and peace. In these quiet moments, the mind has the opportunity to decompress, to untangle complex feelings or thoughts without the intrusion of external noise. It is within this sanctuary that individuals often find the strength to confront personal challenges, reflect on their values, and cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness. Like a tree that grows strong and steady, unbuffeted by the winds, a person grounded in their own quiet space develops resilience against life's turbulence. Creativity often springs from a place of quietude. Silence is like a blank canvas, inviting imagination to paint its visions and ideas freely. Without the constant input of information that demands immediate response, creative thoughts have the space to percolate and intertwine, forming new and innovative concepts. In silence, the mind connects disparate ideas, strengthening one's creative faculties and leading to novel solutions and artistic expressions. In a silent environment, the distractions that fragment our attention fade away, allowing for heightened concentration. This intense focus is like a forge, strengthening the mind's ability to persist with tasks, absorb information, and perform complex cognitive functions. Just as a blacksmith tempers steel, silence tempers the mind, enhancing mental endurance and capacity. This disciplined focus is crucial in achieving long-term goals and overcoming obstacles that require sustained effort. Silence is not just a mental exercise, it also fosters emotional strength. In the quiet, one can process emotions without the pressure to react or respond. This internal dialogue helps in understanding and managing feelings more effectively, building emotional resilience. The strength gained from this can improve interpersonal relationships, as one learns to respond rather than react to emotional stimuli, fostering deeper connections and stability. Engaging with silence is an invitation to reflect. This reflection isn't a passive activity, but an active and engaging exploration of one's experiences and beliefs. Through reflection, individuals are able to assess their life's direction, make deliberate choices, and align their actions with their deepest values. This reflective practice builds a strong, congruent character, equipped to navigate life with conviction and purpose. For many, silence is also a spiritual practice that connects them with something greater than themselves, whether it's through meditation, prayer, or contemplation. This connection can be a source of immense strength, offering comfort, guidance, and a sense of peace that enhances personal resilience. Silence, far from being merely an absence of noise, is a dynamic and powerful force that builds strength in multiple dimensions of life. It helps forge a strong mind, fosters emotional and spiritual resilience, and cultivates a rich inner life. Embracing silence is not retreating from the world, but rather, preparing oneself to engage with it more effectively. By integrating periods of silence into one's daily life, one can harness this quiet force, transforming silence into a source of undeniable strength. The art of deep listening, a pathway to connection. In a world where conversations often skim the surface, the art of deep listening stands as a profound and transformative practice. It's more than just hearing words. It's about creating a genuine connection, fostering understanding, and cultivating empathy. Let's delve into the captivating process of deep listening and explore how it can enrich our lives and relationships. Deep listening begins with intention. Approach each conversation with the mindset that you have something to learn. This shifts the focus from your own desire to speak to a genuine curiosity about the other person's perspective. When you listen with the intent to understand rather than respond, you open the door to deeper connections and richer interactions. In our world of constant notifications and multitasking, giving someone your full, undivided attention is a powerful gift. Practicing presence means putting aside your phone, muting distractions, and fully engaging with the person in front of you. It's about showing, with your entire being, that you are truly there and truly care. This level of engagement not only makes the speaker feel valued but also allows you to absorb the nuances of their message. Listening is not just about the ears, it's about the eyes, the body, and the mind. Nonverbal cues such as facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice often convey more than words themselves. By attuning to these signals, you can gain a deeper understanding of the speaker's emotions and intentions. This holistic approach to listening transforms ordinary conversations into meaningful exchanges. Deep listening requires patience and self-control, stoic virtues that help us resist the urge to interrupt, judge, or formulate our responses while the other person is still speaking. It's about holding space for their words, allowing them to express themselves fully before you respond. This patience demonstrates respect and consideration, fostering a safe space for open dialogue. After listening, take a moment to reflect on what you've heard. Consider the message, the emotions behind it, and the underlying meaning. This reflection not only deepens your understanding but also allows you to respond with thoughtfulness and care. In embodying the Stoic ideal of measured, considered action, your responses will be more aligned with the needs and feelings of the speaker, enhancing the quality of your interactions. The ultimate goal of deep listening is to cultivate empathy and connection. When we listen deeply, we move beyond superficial exchanges and build bridges of understanding. This empathetic approach fosters trust and strengthens relationships, creating a foundation for meaningful and lasting connections. Deep listening nurtures stronger, more authentic relationships. By fully engaging with others, you create a sense of trust and mutual respect. Understanding the full context of what someone is saying leads to more effective and meaningful communication. Attuning to the emotions and nonverbal cues of others enhances your emotional intelligence, making you more empathetic and socially adept. Deep listening fosters personal growth by encouraging introspection and self-awareness. It challenges you to be present and mindful, qualities that enrich your own life as well as your interactions with others. Embracing the art of deep listening transforms how we connect with others and ourselves. It's a pathway to richer, more fulfilling relationships and a deeper understanding of the human experience. As you cultivate this practice, you'll find that listening deeply is not just a skill, but a profound act of love and respect. Start today, and watch as your connections become more meaningful and your interactions more enriching. The art of reflective wisdom, navigating life with intention. In the fast-paced whirlwind of modern life, we often rush from one task to the next, rarely pausing to reflect. However, The ancient philosophy of Stoicism offers a powerful tool to counter this frenzy, reflective wisdom. This practice is more than a contemplative exercise. It's a way of navigating life with intention, making thoughtful decisions, and growing towards our ideal selves. Let's embark on an exploration of reflective wisdom and uncover its profound impact on our lives. Reflective wisdom begins with introspection. It requires us to pause, turn inward, and examine our thoughts, actions, and reactions. This isn't always easy. It demands honesty, vulnerability, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths. Yet, this process is vital for self-understanding. It helps us uncover our motivations, identify our biases, and clarify our values. Through introspection, we gain a deeper knowledge of ourselves, which forms the cornerstone of wisdom. Stoicism teaches us that our lives are interconnected with others and the world at large. Therefore, reflective wisdom must also consider our relationships, our role in society, and our impact on the world. Ask yourself, how do my actions align with the greater good? Am I contributing to harmony or discord? This broader perspective ensures that our wisdom is not just self-serving but serves a higher, communal purpose. Reflective wisdom isn't merely theoretical, it's immensely practical. It informs our choices, guides our actions, and shapes our interactions. When we act from a place of reflective wisdom, our decisions are more thoughtful, our actions more deliberate, and our words more measured. We become more resilient in the face of adversity, more composed under pressure, and more adaptable to change. These are the marks of a Stoic, someone who navigates life's ups and downs with grace and equanimity. How can we cultivate this reflective wisdom? It starts with creating space for regular reflection. This could be a daily review of your actions and decisions, journaling, or engaging in thoughtful discussion with others. It's about asking hard questions and being open to wherever the answers might lead. Reflective wisdom involves learning from the past, being present in the now, and considering the future. Life is our greatest teacher, and every experience, whether joyful, painful, or mundane, has something to teach us. By adopting a posture of curiosity and openness, we can extract valuable lessons from all aspects of our lives, growing in understanding and wisdom. This learner's mindset transforms everyday experiences into opportunities for growth. By reflecting on our values and intentions, we make more considered and ethical decisions. Introspection helps us understand our true selves, leading to greater self-awareness and personal growth. Reflecting on our interactions and behaviors fosters better communication and deeper connections with others. Reflective wisdom equips us with the tools to navigate life's challenges with grace and flexibility. Living with intention and reflection ensures that our actions are aligned with our deepest values and goals. Reflective wisdom is a transformative practice that guides us towards a more intentional and fulfilling life. It's about pausing to reflect, understanding our motivations, and aligning our actions with our values. As we cultivate this wisdom, we become more resilient, self-aware, and purposeful. Embrace the art of reflective wisdom and discover how it can profoundly enhance your life, leading you on a path of continuous growth and deep fulfillment. Resilience and adversity, strength through Stoic principles. In a world filled with uncertainties, the ability to bounce back from adversity is an invaluable skill. Resilience isn't just about surviving tough times, it's about emerging from them stronger and wiser. The ancient philosophy of Stoicism offers profound insights into building resilience, teaching us to confront challenges with courage, clarity, and composure. Let's delve into the Stoic approach to resilience and discover how it transforms adversity into an opportunity for growth. Stoicism teaches us that while we can't control what happens to us, we can control how we respond. This fundamental principle shifts our focus from external events to our internal reactions. Adversity, according to the Stoics, is not an enemy but a teacher. It provides a unique opportunity to practice virtues like courage, patience, and wisdom. By viewing challenges through this lens, we transform our struggles into stepping stones towards personal growth. the journey to resilience begins with acceptance. Stoicism encourages us to embrace reality as it is, not as we wish it to be. This means acknowledging our adversities without judgment or self-pity. Acceptance doesn't imply resignation. Rather, it conserves our energy for what truly matters, our response and growth. By facing our challenges head-on, we prepare ourselves to navigate them effectively. Our perception of events often causes more distress than the events themselves. The Stoics teach us to adopt a broader perspective, seeing our adversities as part of a larger narrative. This perspective places our pain in a context that fosters resilience. It reminds us that every setback is temporary and that every difficulty holds the potential for growth and transformation. While Stoicism emphasizes personal virtue and inner strength, it also recognizes the importance of community. We grow and overcome not in isolation but in the company of others. Sharing our struggles, offering support, and receiving wisdom from those who have faced similar trials fortify our resilience. These connections remind us that we are not alone in our journey. Resilience is like a muscle that strengthens with use. Every adversity we face is an opportunity to practice Stoic principles. By acting with courage, maintaining our composure, and choosing responses aligned with our values, we build our resilience. This practice transforms challenges into catalysts for growth, deepening our understanding of our virtues and values. By embracing adversity, we uncover and harness our inner strength. Stoic practices help us maintain composure and clarity even in the face of chaos. Resilience equips us with the mental fortitude to tackle problems head-on and find effective solutions. Each challenge becomes an opportunity for self-improvement and personal development. Sharing our experiences and learning from others strengthens our bonds and builds a supportive community. Resilience is not about avoiding pain or denying our struggles. Instead, it's about confronting adversity head-on, learning from it, and emerging stronger and wiser on the other side. By adopting Stoic principles, we cultivate a mindset that sees challenges as opportunities for growth. This resilience allows us to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and equanimity. As we conclude our exploration of resilience through Stoic principles, remember that the strength you seek is already within you. It's harnessed through the power of acceptance, perspective, community, and continuous practice. Embrace adversity as a teacher, and let resilience guide you towards a life of greater wisdom and fulfillment. Together, let's transform our struggles into a journey of growth, embodying the true spirit of Stoic resilience. Conclusion: Harnessing inner strength through Stoic practices. Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, transcends time with its profound wisdom on human nature and resilience. It does not merely offer a coping mechanism for life's trials but proposes a transformational approach to living. By delving into Stoic practices, we can unlock and harness a formidable inner strength, not only to endure but to thrive amidst the vicissitudes of life. Let's explore how integrating Stoic principles into our daily lives can empower us and enhance our mental and emotional fortitude. At its core, Stoicism teaches the art of detachment from things beyond our control and emphasizes focusing on what we can influence, our thoughts and actions. This principle cultivates a sense of inner peace and strength, as it directs our energy towards productive and positive action. It's a transformative shift from feeling helpless against life's unpredictabilities to becoming architects of our inner landscape. Stoic practices such as daily reflection and mindfulness heighten our self-awareness, allowing us to observe our reactions without judgment. This self-awareness is crucial in identifying patterns of thought that may lead to emotional disturbances. By understanding our triggers and reactions, we develop the ability to pause and choose a response that aligns with our core values, thus steadily building resilience and emotional intelligence. Stoicism reframes our perspective on adversity. Challenges are not seen as mere obstacles but as opportunities to test and strengthen our virtues such as courage, temperance, and justice. This reframe shifts our mindset from one of avoidance to one of engagement, with the willingness to confront and grow from difficulties. Each challenge we overcome is a step towards greater confidence and self-reliance. While Stoicism places great emphasis on individual virtues and self-control, it also recognizes the importance of community and relationships. Engaging with others who share Stoic values provides a support network that enhances our own practice and understanding. Through discussions, shared experiences, and mutual encouragement, our connection with others deepens, offering both a mirror and a catalyst for personal growth. A Stoic is never complacent. The philosophy encourages lifelong learning and continuous personal development. By adopting a learner's mindset, every situation is viewed as a lesson. This not only keeps us intellectually engaged and emotionally resilient, but also ensures that our journey through life is one of constant growth and deepening wisdom. The true power of Stoicism lies in its ability to transform how we perceive and interact with the world. It teaches us that while we may not control external events, we have absolute dominion over our mind and responses. This realization unleashes a profound inner strength that enables us to face life with confidence and grace. As we integrate Stoic practices into our daily routines, through reflection, mindfulness, and virtue ethics, we unlock an enduring source of inner strength. This strength does not shield us from the trials of life but equips us to navigate them with composure and wisdom. Embrace these practices, and watch as they bring about a revolution in your mindset, transforming challenges into milestones of personal triumph. In conclusion, Stoicism is more than just a philosophical stance. It's a dynamic, practical toolkit for fostering resilience and thriving in the face of adversity. By embracing and applying its principles, we can harness an indomitable inner strength that guides us through life's tumults with steadiness and purpose. Engage with Stoicism not just as a philosophy to ponder, but as a way of life to be lived. In doing so, you discover not just the strength to endure but to flourish, redefining what it means to live a fulfilled and resilient life. As our exploration of the art of silence draws to a close, remember that this is not the end, but rather the beginning of your own profound journey into the realms of quietude. Silence, far more than mere absence of sound, is a sanctuary of the soul, where wisdom whispers and truth waits to be acknowledged. Venture forth with the lessons we've learned, carrying the power of silence into the cacophony of daily life. Let it be your shield and your guide, offering peace in chaos, insight in uncertainty, and resilience in the face of adversity. Silence is not merely a retreat from the world but a deeper engagement with it, a path to understanding the unspoken truths of our existence. Embrace the quiet moments as sacred spaces where your deepest insights can flourish. In the silence, you are not alone. You are connected to the vast, unspoken symphony of life. The art of silence is not about withdrawing from the world but about enhancing your perception, allowing you to see beyond the noise and find harmony in the hidden depths. So, I invite you to step into the silence, to listen deeply, and to let the profound tranquility transform you. Carry this quiet strength into every challenge you face, and let it guide you to greater wisdom and peace. Thank you for joining me on this journey into silence. May it continue to inspire and fortify you long after our words have faded. Until we meet again, let the art of silence be not an absence but a profound presence in your life.